Going on the infield here at Grundy Center by Spartan Junior Emerson Vokes, winning the 3,200 meter run today to qualify for state. 9:59.04, the winning time here today. I know it wasn't quite your best time of the year, but how are we feeling about today overall? I know it's just kind of just checking it off list again to stay, right?
Yeah. I mean, coming into this meet, it was just like, just get the dub, and it doesn't matter the time, Previous meets has been like, okay, I got to hit this time, or you get really anxious about that. But today it's just, get the win, and that's the easiest thing, right? You just got to finish the line first. So that's what I did. Not worried about time. We took it out pretty slow. Me and Alex Torres from Vinton just worked together with the wind, and when it was time to take it, I was like, all right, I'll just take it. So that's what I did. Kicked hard, and yeah.
Yeah, and he's got one of the best times in Class 2A as well. So when it comes to you and him kind of battling it out, do you guys kind of talk before or anything like that? Are you friends with him or anything like that?
Yeah, great. He's a great competitor, like I said. But, when it gets time to, stepping on that track, it's just it's that mindset of how I'm going to win, But, yeah, great competitor. I love competing against him. He's a great guy, and can't wait to see him next Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And what's kind of the outlook for the 1500 kind of or 1600 is kind of same philosophy as this one, right?
Yeah, just get the job done. We know what needs to happen. So just go out there, recover after this, get some fuel, run the D-Med, and just go from there and, just qualify. That's the goal.
You bet. When it comes to the rest of the team, I know you guys have won several straight of these district meets, right? What's the vibe around the team coming into this one, knowing that you got a great chance to, do the same thing here again tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's an awesome goal, awesome streak that we've had. Just built upon consistency. I feel like we see it in all of our culture, the teammates, coaches, everything. We just hold each other accountable, and we really do work our hardest day in and day out to, be the best when it comes to this day. But then that just propels us even more into the state meet. So I think when we go down there next Thursday, it's just going to be a big, that's payday, basically. We worked hard, and that's just where it shows. We can show the whole Drake Stadium, what kind of we're doing. And just a really good stage to, put God on stage and, show everyone, that's how we do it. And, yeah.
You bet. That reminds me of what you said over at a state cross country when you won that here last fall as well. But when it comes to that that state meet next week, I guess how are you going to put yourself in the best position possible, between now and then? Obviously, just one more week until you step on that blue oval.
Yeah, I mean, it's just control the controllables at this point. It's just, do what – do all you can so God can do the rest. I mean, I'm just going to stay consistent, stay relaxed, just not really worry about it. I mean, it's just going to happen. So just stay consistent. It's a really big thing. But Dana will help me, obviously, just like training, feel your body right, stretch, all that stuff really factors into, next week, next weekend.
All right, last question for you. What is it that gives you the most confidence? Is it just your training, or what is it that gives you, so much confidence going into next week?
It's God. He's prepared me, the whole year after state cross country to really just, he's put me in the valleys, he's put me on the highs, it's just like, he's got me here to this point where I can shine. It's just incredible to see all he's done in my life, where I can, go from being hurt or just really being like in pain where it's, and then coming up here and just, the comeback, it's just awesome to watch and just unfold. And that's really what, when I put on that line, I'm not worried about anything, it's all in his hands. So all I got to do is go out there and compete. And that's what all my training helps do. And that's why I'm here. So, yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations. And we'll catch you down there next week.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. That's Grundy Center's Emerson Vokes state qualifier in the 3,200 meter run.